This is Mark Hostetler. I am an attorney with Blackwell Sanders in St. Louis. In my practice, I work with many food companies, assisting them with production, distribution, and advertising matters. This is the second in a series dealing with industry regulations and legislation, and the purpose is to highlight developing stories which impact the food industry. Today, we'll take a look at the White House Import Safety and Food Protection Action Plans, and more specifically, FDA's recently announced Food Protection Plan. The Food and Drug Administration has released its anticipated Food Protection Plan, subtitled An Integrated Strategy for Protecting the Nation's Food Supply. The Interagency Working Group on Import Safety, a couple of days ago, submitted to President Bush its Action Plan for Import Safety, a roadmap for continual improvement. Through integration of these two plans, the combined plan is intended to address safety for both domestic and imported food products. As the title suggests, the emphasis of the plan is on measures which can be increased, rebuilt, or added to maximize an overall food safety approach. The three components of the plan are prevention, to build safety in from the start, intervention, risk-based inspections and testing, and thirdly, response, rapid reaction, effective communication. The plan is grounded on principles of risk awareness and management from production to consumption, or more simply, from growers to consumers. The targeted use of resources to maximize risk reduction, programs to identify and manage both unintentional and deliberate contamination, and improve science and technology systems for food protection. The plan contains 14 broad recommendations and 50 specific action steps. In the area of prevention, FDA intends to meet with states and consumer groups for stakeholder input, to meet with corporate and food industry representatives to focus on voluntary initiatives, to develop written food protection plans and guidance for industry, to develop new salmonella regulations by spring 2008 for specific food categories, to begin to meet with foreign governments for, quote, improving food safety at the source, close quote, to begin to develop a risk-based food import trend analysis and database, and lastly, to heighten FDA's overseas presence. To pursue this prevention agenda, FDA seeks specific additional legislative authority to compel the food industry to develop measures to specifically prevent intentional adulteration, to regulate additional control measures for high-risk foods, and to require an every 2-year registration of food facilities. To assist in the identification of food vulnerabilities, risk assessments, and effective mitigation techniques, FDA intends to work with stakeholders to develop additional understandings of vulnerabilities and risks within the food safety system, to use modeling and other technical advances to assess and prioritize risk, to work more closely with the Center for Disease Control to develop a basic research plan for contamination detection, new methodologies for detection of food contaminants, and new and better communication systems for disseminating information that the programs develop. No changes in legislative authority are anticipated to pursue these prevention objectives. To advance the objective of increased and better inspections, sampling, and surveillance, FDA intends to focus on risk assessment in inspection protocols, to seek development of better on-site foodborne pathogen detection devices, to increase training of inspectors in risk assessment and evaluation, and to work with foreign governments to reduce the risks from imported foods. Legislative changes sought by FDA to affect its goal of better inspections include legislation to allow accreditation and use of third-party inspectors, authority to require re-inspection fees and costs to producers who initially fail to meet current good manufacturing practices procedures, authority to establish foreign soil inspection and certification for imported food products, and authority to deny admission of imported foods where an on-site inspection has been delayed or refused. To implement the third element of the plan response, FDA seeks the legislative authority to order a mandatory food product recall when efforts to implement a voluntary recall have failed. FDA anticipates that the authority would be limited to those circumstances where the FDA believes the product is adulterated and where serious adverse health consequences are a threat, and would be sought only after a voluntary recall was rejected. And FDA seeks authority to expand its access to additional records and controls in the event of an emergency. For example, FDA would have the authority to seek records of other foods produced on the same equipment or at the same time as an adulterated food product. The demanded access would be limited to safety and security records and not to formula, recipes, financial, or other confidential business records. The FDA proposals do not seek some of the legislative authority which has been proposed recently by Congress or members of Congress to advance the regulatory authority of FDA. The plan does not ask for import user fees, civil money penalties, or the establishment of a single food agency. The plan does not explain or offer a suggestion for how its program will be financed. Thank you.